Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Welcome. This is part two to my teaching, Is Wearing Makeup a Sin? You can see the full teaching on my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. A full video there. Now here's part two. Yahweh looks at the heart and understand he loves you for who you are. You don't need to make yourself up for anyone. He's more concerned about you growing and bearing good fruit. And we should be concerned about our spiritual beauty rather than our physical beauty. 1 Samuel 16:7 says, But Yahweh said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. Yahweh does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but Yahweh looks at the heart. It's no misunderstanding that many historians and people that understand the use of makeup all seem to come to agreement that it was invented to bring out the look, the facial expressions for intimate pleasure. That's why it was brought up. You know, when we get these examples, the blush that women wear today that they think is so innocent, it literally tells people, you know, the readiness to mate, you know, it makes the plump face. This is the same thing that's a blood rush going to certain areas of the body. And the skin, the softness of of the skin, or the pureness or the youthfulness of the skin is the attraction. And the lips, the most seductive part, the lips that they get full and plump when they're at a certain time of the month and they're in the middle of literal intercourse, how their lips take on a different look than it does at any other time. And the eyes, we've seen from Hollywood the idea of the bedroom eyes and the idea of this and how the eyes can be used seductively. And there's so many examples in scriptures how eyes were made a certain way to purvey a certain message, and people in scripture when the eyes were certain eyes, it was just seductiveness and Satan all over that. So the question is it a sin to wear makeup? And I tell you, regardless of some women's motives out there, no matter how wicked or no matter how pure those motives might be, it's causing brothers to stumble. Makeup has vanity connected to it. It gives a false appearance. It can be very deceptive and seductive. Even in moderation, the effect of makeup is still an issue and should be avoided. You understand, the world embraces the pagan customs and practices of painting the face. And as believers, we are called to be set apart and different and right out of Egypt with all the other wicked pagan practices that came. The face painting was another one of them. And the ancient Egyptians, how they used this with their sex gods and just their sex worshiping and all this stuff, have the important role that makeup had in that. Remember, Yahweh cares about your inner beauty. It says in Proverbs 31:30, charm is deceitful and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears Yahweh will be greatly praised. Seductiveness by face paint is not a new trend. It's spoken about all throughout the scriptures. We see in Isaiah 3:16 to 17, Yahweh says the women of Zion are haughty, walking along with outstretched necks, flirting with their eyes, strutting along with swaying hips, and adornments jingling in their ankles. Therefore, Yahweh will bring sores on the heads of the women of Zion. Yahweh will make their scalps bald. In 2 Kings 9:30-31, it says, Now when Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she put paint on her eyes. and adorned her head and looked through a window. Then, as Jehu entered the gate, she said, "It is peace, Zamorai, murderer of your master." And then we look at another example in scripture of Oholah and Oholibah, the prostitute sisters, in Ezekiel 23:40-42. It says, "Furthermore, you sent four men to come from afar, to whom a measure was sent. And they came, and you washed yourself for them, painted your eyes, and adorned yourself with ornaments. You sat on a stately couch with a table prepared before it, on which you had set my incense and my oil. The sound of carefree multitude was with her. The Sabins were brought from the wilderness with men of the common sort, who put bracelets on their wrists and beautiful crowns on their heads." Now understand, Ezekiel was discussing the reason for this, that was for Yahweh's judgment, by telling this in an allegory or about the southern tribes and the kingdoms. Comparing them to two sisters who became prostitutes. The point is this. Yahweh made the connection between makeup, sex, and prostitution. Yahweh makes the connection between makeup, sex, and prostitution. Do we understand this? So maybe it's talking about the northern and southern kingdoms as an allegory and given this example. But it was given makeup, sex, and prostitution. All go together in the scriptures. Leviticus 19:28 says, "You must not make any cuts in your bodies for the dead, or put tattoo marks on yourselves. I am Yahweh." Do you understand? Making up. Forget about the idea of it's for the dead or for the not of the dead. To tattoo or mark your body. It's not just carving your skin, but marking your body to be different than how Yahweh created you. It goes on to say in Leviticus 19:29, "Do not defile your daughter by making her a prostitute, or the land will be filled with prostitution and wickedness." And I could tell you, no matter what you want to call it, no matter how you label it, the land today is filled with prostitution and wickedness. Prostitution is more than just going to a street corner and picking up a woman. There are many women out there that are prostituting themselves, with signs that are saying, "I am available." It's happening today. In Leviticus 21:9, it says, "If a priest's daughter," and I ask you, who are Yahweh's priests today? His people. "If your daughter defiles herself," and defiles herself, acts like a woman of this world, "by prostituting herself," this is Leviticus 21:9, "or even looking like one, by prostituting herself, taking on that appearance of a prostitute, or prostituting herself, literally prostituting herself, which takes place, she profanes her father." Now profane, the definition is to treat something sacred with abuse, irrelevance, or contempt, to discredit it. That's the definition, the profanity, what it comes out to. Specifically, some people might say it's in language or taking the name of Yahweh in vain. But we also look at the whole idea of this. It says if a woman is going to do that, she must be burned in the fire. This is what's happened today. Women are painting their faces in a way that's making them look like prostitutes. And because of their desire to feel wanted by society today, they will attract a whole bunch of men, and they will give in to that attraction because Satan is using this world today. And they will literally prostitute themselves, having sex out of marriage and creating this tremendous issue, deceiving men and also accepting men, and has created this tremendous problem. Deuteronomy 23:17 says, "No daughter or son of Israel is to be a shrine prostitute." Hosea 4:12-14 says, "They ask a piece of wood for advice. Then a stick can tell them the future. longing after idols has made them foolish. They have played the prostitute, serving other gods and deserting their God. And we see the example of prostitution all throughout Scripture, you know, used in a particular matter. And even Yahweh talking about adultery and prostitution and Babylon and how other gods have seduced people away from Yahweh. And this is the same tool that's taken place. Proverbs 23:27 says, a prostitute is a dangerous trap. A promiscuous woman is as dangerous as falling into a narrow well. And I tell you this, if a woman looks like a prostitute, if a woman mimics a prostitute, that trap is just as dangerous. That trap is just as dangerous. Jeremiah 3 verse 2 says, look at the shrines on every hilltop. Is there any place you have not to be defiled by your adultery with other gods? You sit like a prostitute beside the road waiting for a customer. You sit alone like a nomad in the desert. You have polluted your land with your prostitution and your wickedness. And even Revelations 19:2, his judgments are true and just. He has punished a great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality. Immorality. He has avenged the murder of his servants. This is the problem we have today. And makeup is part of this system, this beast system. Makeup is a tremendous part of it. And we are warned as men to stay away from the woman on the street corner with that certain look, that certain look. And today women have idolized it. Exodus 20 verse 4 says, you must not make yourself an idol of any kind or an image of anything, the heavens or on the earth or in the sea. The image, do not make yourself this image of this. We need to be very careful. We think things like lipstick are innocent things, but they become an idol in many people's lives today. And we think about what that stick and the power in that stick happens. Scripture warns us we're not to focus on the outer. We're supposed to look at the inner. But the power that comes with that magic wand of that lipstick that's hypnotizing men out there. And that feeling of pride that it makes women have for feeling wanted and looked upon. Am I connecting with you? Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this truth? Are you starting to open up your heart to understand that? That women of Yahweh, true women of Yahweh, don't need to take any part of this at all. At all. And if you say your husband likes it, well, then let your husband be the only one to see it. Because I tell you right now, if it turns on your husband, I'm sure it's turning on a lot of other men out there in this world as well. Understand this, when makeup becomes an idol, it can easily be led to pride, self-worth issues, and even more sin. 1 Peter 3, 3 and 4 again says, it should not come from the outside, but your beauty should come from the inside. 1 Corinthians 6, 12 tells us, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. 1 Corinthians 10, 14 says, therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. Flee from idolatry. I tell you again, and I tell you this over and over again, makeup is a sexual mating call started by the pagans, not of Yahweh, not for his holy daughters. It's become an idol, and it leads to many more sins. The scary fact today is that women of all ages are wearing makeup. Younger and younger women are wearing it today. Doesn't make the practice right or wrong. It is sending the wrong message. And many men are out there struggling with it. We see all the sin that's taking place and the struggle of pornography that's taking place. There are so many sex crimes out there today because women are walking around like billboards wearing this makeup saying, take me, I'm available. two questions to ask yourself after hearing this message. Number one, could it even be sin? And number two, is painting your face fashionable to Yahweh? Do you think or do you consider in your defense of wearing makeup that I'm some religious extremist? Or is it something you should be concerned about if anything I'm saying is resonating with you or you find it to be true? I know one Bible teacher that told me recently, they said, worry about your own wife and how she looks and stop worrying about other women. No, I will not stop worrying and focusing on the things that Yahweh wants us to warn each other about. The Bible clearly states the things that are important to Yahweh. And Yahweh talks about these things. And he talks about makeup, and he gives the principles of makeup and what it does. And it's always 100% of the time in the scriptures associated with harlotry, prostitution, or promiscuous women. If it's important to him, and he always connects it to that way, why don't you get up? Why don't you get it? Why don't you figure it out? You can't get away from it today. The world that Satan rules today, makeup is everywhere on television and movies and wherever you go in the supermarket and so on. There's always women wearing cosmetics. It's everywhere. And it's getting worse and worse and worse with the rise of the feminine movement today. The women wanted to control the men. And they're doing this by hypnotizing them with these black magic witch powers that are out there today and these sorceries and all of these spells, and makeup is at the forefront of this. Do not underestimate the power of makeup and what it's doing out there today, and the cosmetics, how it's destroying so much today. Men are leaving their wives for other women. Even the president, the leader of the country in the Oval Office, was seduced by a woman with red lipstick. I tell people this. You talk about power and control, lipstick and high heels are more powerful than guns and bombs. More men in leadership have succumbed to become victims of the immodestly dressed and acting woman than against the mass destruction weapons of the world. The real destructive weapons of the world are the high heel and the fake up. And where does it begin? Hollywood today is deceiving people today, younger and younger. All these young men and women are being misled. Instead of Yahweh's word setting the standard of beauty, people are looking at movies and television and Hollywood. Most girls today don't even know the women in the scriptures, but they sure know who the Kardashians are and all the other people of reality TV. The movie industry is responsible for associating makeup with beauty. And all these Hollywood actresses are presented as sex goddesses today. And all the musical entertainment people. And all the girls today want to be like them and want to look like them. Hundreds of millions of fans of these movie stars. And younger, even little girls are being obsessed with these today. And all these wicked people out there, these movie stars and everyone else today. And people are becoming slaves to these fashions and these trends. And it all leads up to vanity. Vanity, the desire to look more beautiful. That's what causes women to paint their faces. And vanity is against the idea and the concept of scripture. So when you ask me, is makeup a sin according to scripture? I tell you, vanity is a sin. And makeup has everything to do with vanity. We have to get this and understand this. Everything to do with vanity, jealousy, hatred, lust, and all this come from vanity, and strife, and greed, and envy, and they all opposite of love. David writes in the scriptures, I hate every false way in 119:104. Obviously deceiving by one's appearance through makeup is a false way. Do you hate every false way, or is just one or just some that feel right to you? Or are they wrong to you? David offers fascinating insight about the connection between Yahweh's law and vanity. He made a clear distinction between them, recalling, I hate vain thoughts, but I love your law. I do love. Psalms 119, 113. We are to love the things of Yahweh and hate the things of this world. Do you hate the thoughts of vanity? Try to hate vanity and still put on makeup and see what I'm saying. Try it. They're opposites to each other. If you love vanity, you love makeup. If you want nothing to do with vanity, you want nothing to do with makeup. And finally, David said in 119:37 of Psalms, turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and remove far from me vanity and lies, Proverbs 38. Wearing makeup is a form of deceit, and all deceit in one way or another is a big lie. Do women wear makeup to show their love towards their neighbor? No, they don't. Do you wear it to please Yahweh? No, you don't. They do it to please and pleasure themselves. The makeup is for self. It is done to get more beauty, to get more attention, to get more looks from others. It's all based on lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. They are done for selfish reasons. Yahweh's ways strive to give, not to get. We need to get this and understand this. The pull of vanity begins early in life, and modern society plays an enormous role as they put it on beauty and beauty and outer beauty and outer beauty. And as a result of this, so many girls are depressed and some even to the point of committing suicide as a result. Feeling they don't measure up to the world, to the people in the magazines with the Photoshop looks and the makeup and so on. The obsession has led to people even younger and younger and having eating disorders. So they say look a certain way, and then of the plastic surgery today, millions and millions of people are spending millions and millions of dollars on plastic surgery today. And cosmetics sold, if you look at the numbers and how much people are paying and how much money people are paying to buy cosmetics, and it's happening younger and younger at younger age, this obsession with looking young and turning back the clock from old people and young people looking appealing to the opposite sex and getting that attention. It's creating a terrible problem. People are even putting poisons in their body, Botox and other things in their body just to look a certain way. So many people are using it in Hollywood today, and they're getting it so much that their facial expressions, they can't even move their facial expressions anymore. This is crazy. This is crazy. Now consider the meaning of some of these makeups. When we look at something like mascara, if we just accept the word for what it is, then it becomes its own honest statement for the cosmetic industry. It comes from the word mask. The word masquerade also derives from it. In essence, to wear mascara is to wear a mask. And to masquerade is something that one is not for the purpose of vanity and perceived beauty. We have so much talk today about mask and wearing a mask and not wearing mask and wanting to wear mask. Well, mascara is a mask. Even if we look at the word cosmetics, it comes from the Greek word cosmos, which means of this world or worldly. For women to be accepted by the world, they must literally masquerade. History shows us how women used makeup to change their appearance to seduce men and harlots. And the leaders of the prostitution rings were recognized by the way they dressed and by their cosmetics, the way they painted their body. You know, you go all the way back in the history and the beginning people that women were some of the first people that wore this were prostitutes. Cosmetics were nothing but a device used by harlots to teach men to break Yahweh's covenant. Adultery is connected to immorality, and immorality is connected to immodesty. And it's nothing new. It's been going on for years and years and years and years. And today you can hardly go down a supermarket. You know, it came right out of the prostitution houses in Amsterdam and the red districts of all the large cities. And today you can find it right at the supermarket. All these immodestly dressed, immodestly women with painted faces is in immodest positions on all these supermarket magazines right in front of people. The cosmetics are being applied to mislead and deceive. Did you know in 1770, there was a Pennsylvania law that once stated that a man could annul his marriage if he learned that his wife wore makeup during their courtship, thereby misleading him about her appearance. Amazing. 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 Yes, as I said, Indians were the first people to wear this war paint. And they did this to deceive their enemies by making them appear more fierce than they were. Think about this carefully. Those that wore makeup in the scriptures, the false prophetess Jezebel, to two whoring sisters, Ahola and Obola, and the adulterous ones in scripture who wore makeup, and how Yahweh said adulterous Judah, and he connected that through an analogy. Now think about the most well-known righteous woman in the Bible. Name a single one in the original that are renewed, the Old and the New Testament, who wore makeup. There is no mention of Sarah, Rebecca, Ruth, Naomi, Mary, Yeshua's mother, Deborah, Abigail, Esther, or any other virtuous woman ever applying or wearing makeup. The fact is that the examples of those who wore makeup are adulterous, harlots, and false prophetesses. It serves a great warning to anyone who cares about the word of Yahweh and wishes to follow the Bible's righteous examples instead of the wicked. That's what we must get and understand. And some people say, well, I only wear it in moderation, or can we wear it in moderation? Understand this, and I pray you get this and you understand this from all we're talking about. Wearing makeup is an addiction. It's an addiction. Billions of dollars are spent because the world is addicted to vanity. A small amount of drugs will not help anyone overcome an addiction or recover from the addiction. Knowing how evil makeup is, why would you want to use it even in moderation? Paul writes in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but by a transformed mind and renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of Yahweh.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Silence. We make ourselves islands. But when I'm consumed by fear, you find me here. Oceans in waves of emotions. When I can't hide my tears, you'll find me here. There was a time all I wanted was you. So alive, I felt brand new. And I'm not quite sure how I drifted so far from your shore.